Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Cut the Soap in Half. Ian Chai, Selangor, Malaysia. In 1989, I was away from home, attending the University of Kansas in the USA. I found an advertisement for a summer job as a programmer at a university in what was then West Germany. I was delighted to be offered the job, a good opportunity to see part of a new continent. Naturally, I expected things would be different, big things like language and culture. But I never expected small cultural differences would affect me. Both Malaysia and the USA emerged from the British Empire, so we have common standards for the way many things are done. For example, I was surprised that little things like how doors fitted to door frames were different. The bread was also very different. While it was fun at first to eat the various kinds of brötchen, after some time I longed for the white, square, soft bread I was used to. And the big things were not that bad. The folks in the village of Ulm mostly didn't speak English well, but were very friendly and helpful nonetheless. One of these small differences, however, tripped me up early in my stay. The first few days, my employer put me up in a bed and breakfast hotel. Then I found a small studio apartment to rent. It was evening by the time I got settled in, and I walked down to the village to buy some provisions. To my surprise and horror, every single shop was closed. I was alone, with no food or any other kind of provisions. I wandered around for a while in a daze. I was about to walk back to the apartment, resigned to taking a soapless shower, going to bed without supper, and having no breakfast the next morning. Then I saw a university student. "Why are the shops all closed?" He explained that, unlike in the USA where there are all-night grocery stores, or Malaysia where grocery stores are open late at night, all shops in Germany, in 1989, closed at 6 p.m. But he didn't leave it at that. He took me back to his room and shared his supper with me. Not only that, he took out a knife and cut half a bar of soap, half a cheese, and half of his bread. He gave it all to me so that I would be able to shower and have breakfast the next morning. It was clear that he did not possess much, but what he had he was willing to share with a poor Ausländer, foreigner, wandering the streets of his village. Although we exchanged contact information, I didn't see him much after that. In the 16 years since, I've even forgotten his name. But I still remember his kind deed, which has inspired similar actions in my own life. He is one of the biggest reasons I think fondly of my time in Germany.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.